That's the cure. Mornings with Ed on a Monday, first day of school. I know if you're stuck in traffic behind some of those first day of schoolers, I know you're going to be patient. I know you're going to be cool. You know, it's first day. Come on, we got to get there. And if you got to be there by 8 o'clock, well, you're just a couple of minutes late. 8 o'clock on Mondays is my new favorite thing. It is the Artist Corner, where we sit with a local artist, someone you may be sitting next to in a restaurant or living next door to and don't realize that what you've got here is a really dedicated and talented human being. We have with us today Bob Ross. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for being here this morning.
My pleasure.
You're currently at the Art Affair. And again, I've gone over your stuff. You're a fantastic oil painter and a photographer as well, and a world traveler. And I'm fascinated by the world travel. So if I might ask you, how many countries do you think you've seen?
Well, I've been to 7 continents a number of times, and I've been to 143 countries. I figured that out in the beginning of the year when you and I spoke.
Right.
I sat down and figured it out.
And I was fascinated by 143 different, and many of these you've gone as a photographer. You've gone to actually take pictures of wildlife in these places or take pictures of the places themselves.
As a wildlife photographer and a travel photographer, I've gone to many of these places, right, and a lot of them just for vacations and fun. Right. But yes, I traveled quite a bit. I just found out there's 195 countries, recognized countries in the world, so I guess I've been to an awful lot of them.
You still have just a couple more to go. Do you have plans in the future? Do you have plans to travel for more in the future to these places that you might have missed?
I'm not sure if I'm going to go to some of the places I might miss. Some of them might be places I don't want to go to, but I do intend to keep traveling. Yes, I'm going to travel as long as I can, as much as I can.
Okay. Now, as far as the camera's eye is concerned, is there a particular country or continent that you feel drawn to with the camera?
I know this sounds funny. People ask me that all the time when they come to my booth. Where's my favorite place? And they look at my pictures. They see me. Pictures of mine from the Arctic, the Antarctic, and Africa, a number of countries in Africa, virtually all of them, actually. And they see all these wonderful pictures, South America, and they always ask me, what's your favorite place? And they're always shocked when I tell them my favorite place is Yellowstone National Park in the United States. That's my favorite place in the world. Now, if I have countries I have to go to, it would be Kenya, Tanzania, Botswana, places, South Africa. But my favorite place would have to be in the United States and Yellowstone.
Wow. That's wonderful to hear, first of all, yeah. Because as short a stay as I've had in Yellowstone, what is it you find so great about? What is it about it that makes it so great?
You could drive Yellowstone. If you take the Yellowstone roads, the main roads, they're like a figure eight. You drive through four different sections of Yellowstone. You have four different ecosystems. You can have four different weather systems all going at the same time. I've been in a storm in one section, gone on to sun in the other, rain, and back into a storm again. It's amazing. And the animals you see there are incredible, different animals during different times of the year. And the scenery is just astounding. Astounding. You can go to Yellowstone. One of my favorite times in Yellowstone is in the wintertime. And I know sometimes you use traffic jams. Still worth going. It's amazing. But in the wintertime, there's hardly anybody there, and it's just incredible and beautiful. You can take snowmobile rides, snow coach rides, and it's like a different world. Right. It's a different world.
You're like a walking travel brochure. You really are. This is great. Now, as far as animals go that you've seen or painted or taken pictures of, is there a particular favorite species that you photographed? Or
yeah, I do. I have a favorite species. The animal that's in front of me at the moment, that's my favorite species. If I'm taking pictures of mountain lions, that's my favorite animal. Right. African lions, that's my favorite. Leopards, whatever's in front of me is my favorite one. I'm in love with that particular animal at that moment, and I love taking pictures. I drive down here to Huntington Beach, and I do the birds at Bolsa Chica in the mornings. I sit in my backyard and I do hummingbirds, which I'm in love with.
Right.
You know, anything that's in front of me is what I'm in love with.
That is so cool. I got to be honest. My favorite thing to see are the pelicans in formation. I absolutely love watching pelicans fly in formation. I could stand there for an hour and we'll just watch them go away. It's just really cool.
I sit sometimes by the beach and just watch them fly down over the water, just barely over the wave tops, and just come. They amaze me, and I see them. I go out to San Diego when they're in season, mating season. And their beaks all turn red, and they're all beautiful colors and everything. And it doesn't matter how many times I do it. It's always the same. I'm in love.
Right.
Every single time.
If you're just joining us, we're in the Artist Corner with Bob Ross. He's currently at the Art Affair, a magnificent oil painter and photographer. And I've been bugging him about his world travels and all of that stuff because he's so fascinating. Yeah, he's been to so many places. My question is this. When you're looking at an animal, and I've seen your photographs, so it looks as if you're actually making eye contact with the animal. You're making eye contact. Is that something that you're trying for? Is that something that happens? How does that happen?
Yeah, I look for that. In the photographs you see from my work, I look to make eye contact. I stay away from animals. I respect animals. I know how tough their lives are, so I don't crowd them. I use very long lenses. I don't get too close. I'm right. Very specific. I get very annoyed when I watch people get too close. Right. But eye contact is a big thing for me. When an animal looks at you, you start to see its soul.
Right.
And you start to see how it feels. And you respect the animal. And you stay back, give them room, and respect the space they have. But also try to make that intimate contact. And that's what I look for when I take my pictures. I mean, I like taking pictures of an animal jumping in midair and doing all those other things. Right. But my favorite is when they're looking right at you and you have that contact between the two of you.
It feels as if you're communicating with it. It really does.
Sometimes I have to remember to take the picture. I get so into just staring at the animals. It's happened to me often. We were in Tanzania I was in Tanzania with my girlfriend, Laura, my fiancée.
Oh, who's sitting right here, Laura Curtin, also a magnificent wildlife artist in her own right.
An amazing artist, maybe the best I've ever seen.
We had her on a few weeks back.
Yeah, but we were in Tanzania, and we're looking at a lion pride walking past our vehicle, and everybody's taking pictures, and here I am, the professional photographer, standing there staring at him. I was so in love with watching them walk by. I had to remind myself, you have to take some pictures here.
Right.
You know, I love looking at them. I've been very blessed. I've been able to go to a lot of places, see a lot of things. I've been very blessed to live the life I've led.
And we're blessed to have you around. My next question is a tough one, kind of, for me. When you see pictures of hunters and their kills and stuff like that, does that enrage you? Is there something inside you that just...
I have no trouble with sustenance hunters, people who have to hunt to live, or they hunt and they use the meat for themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with those. I do have a problem with trophy hunters.
Right.
I abhor them. I can't. Recently, there have been pictures of trophy hunters who've killed endangered species.
Right.
They always try to make this excuse that they're culling. They're culling excessive herds. It's just not true.
Right. Unless it's garbage.
Local deer, you know, there are no excessive herds around. And you can't kill a giraffe that's an endangered species or an elephant that's an endangered species and tell me you're culling a herd. That's nonsense.
You're the lowest form of life on Earth, really. I believe that. I believe game hunters,
trophy hunters. You have to make a difference. At least in my mind, you have to make a distinction between people who go out deer hunting and they bring home the meat and they live on that meat.
Right.
You know, I don't eat red meat, but everybody to their own. You know, but trophy hunters really are, to me, there's nothing. They talk about how dangerous it is and how tough it is. You have a gun. There's nothing dangerous. You want to do something dangerous? Take a camera. Go out in front of an elephant and take a picture.
There you go.
And then show me what a tough guy you are, a
there
tough
you
girl
go.
You are. You know, stand there with that, just the camera.
Right.
Nothing else. In front of a polar bear. Let me see you do that. Right. You know, then I'll admire you.
And I gotta tell you this. If they did switch, you know, let's say you took the rifle out of their hand and you did put, I bet you the rush would be the same. I bet you for them, they'd get just as big a rush in taking that photograph, in making the eye contact, as they do in bringing it down.
I gotta tell you, I think I get more of a rush.
I bet you do.
Because I'm standing there. I know I don't have a weapon. Right. I know I don't have the advantage. Right. I have to just be smart and, you know, give the animal space, be smart, but I'm there. Right. And the animal could come at you. You know, I was standing on, I was standing on the tarmac in the Arctic, and a polar bear came over the ridge. You know, you have to use your brains. Polar bears are really dangerous. You know, but a walrus was there. A walrus can hurt you, you know, when I was swimming in the water. So you have to be careful. But you get more of a rush, I think, when you know that you have to be intelligent and you have to be smart than having that gun. That gun changes everything,
right?
You know, so
it's a different dynamic entirely, right?
Right. And I don't see that as particularly being brave or wonderful or anything like that.
Right. Agreed. Let's talk about some of your art hanging at the Art Affair right now. Do you have a favorite piece that you have hanging up on the wall?
My favorite piece on the wall is very much like my favorite animal when I go out.
It's the one you're looking at right now.
The one I'm looking at right now. The one I'm painting. If I'm painting a piece, that's my favorite piece.
Right.
If I just finished a painting of two baby elephants and I'm working on one of a horse, a running horse. And so those are my favorite pieces right now. My photography is, I sold a big piece yesterday for some elephants. And so as the piece was walking out the door, that was my favorite piece walking out the door. I really love all the work. Everybody laughs because they can come in and I don't have to look at the backgrounds, the tags or anything. I can tell them the story of every photograph I've taken. How can you have this many photographs? I remember every place I've been, every spot I was standing in when I took the picture. I remember how I took the picture and when it was and where, you know. So everything is my favorite. I'm in love with what I do. People keep saying to me, when are you going to retire? When are you going to retire?
And no, it's like,
what am I going to retire to? This is what other people retire to do.
Yeah.
And this is what I do.
I got to tell you, I spent about an hour talking with you at the Art Affair. And then this conversation, don't ever retire, man. Don't ever. There's too much good storytelling. There's too much good stuff still ahead of you. Now, any near future travels? Any near future plans for you?
Well, the near future is just going to go to Europe.
Okay.
On a honeymoon.
Okay. Congratulations, by the way. Congratulations.
But then after that, we'll probably do a lot of traveling around the States, go to Yellowstone, as I said, because I have to go there a few times a year. And I love Yosemite and do other places in the United States, Glacier National Park and those. But then also I'm going back to Africa. I love Africa, so I want to go back to Africa. Yeah. And
the pictures you take show that Africa loves you too, man. So yeah. I can't wait to hear the conversation when you come back.
I have some friends in Africa, and we have a really good guide that I use in Africa. So it's really fun to go there, and it's all exciting. I mean, wherever I can think of going is exciting.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm ready to go.
Where do we find your pictures online? Where do we find you online?
Well, you can go to RossPhotoGallery.com and you'll see my photography. Then you can go to Bob Ross. I'm sorry.
Don't be.
But
there'll be a quiz on Friday. Bring a number 2 pencil, clean sheet of paper, and don't copy off your neighbor.
Yeah, you can go to Ross Fine Art Gallery.
Okay.
And that'll show you my paintings.
Right. And we've got you for one more week at the Art Affair, right?
One more week. Until next Sunday, we'll be at Art Affair.
Okay.
If you are nearby, you should come in. You'll see some of the best. I mean, I'm prejudiced. I've been at Art Affair 11 years. I love the place. But I think it's got the best artists you'll see in California. Some of the best artists you'll see in the United States. The art there is fantastic. The people are wonderful. They're really nice. We have one more week. You can come there. Artists don't want to take their work home. They don't want to take it off the wall and take it home. So come there. And if you see something you really like, talk to the artist about it. There's a good chance you'll get yourself a wonderful deal. And you'll at the very least, see some of the best art you've ever seen in your life all in one place. It's amazing. And some of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
I've got a couple of the best artists and the nicest people right here in front of me. This has been Bob Ross on this morning's Artist Corner. Bob, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Promise you'll come back after Europe and Africa?
I promise you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Bob.
Take care.